1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH newsletter time is 7:52. First Thursday of the month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Khanna. How are you today?
Morning, Tony. Good. How are you?
All right. We want to talk about crime statistics. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yes. So there was great news. Crime is down in Connecticut, both year to year and over the last 10 years. And we're now the third safest state in the country. The Connecticut Public Protection Department says that between 2021 and 22, violent crimes like homicides and robberies dropped by 13%. And over the last 10 years, overall crime dropped by a quarter. So that's really great news. And our legislature's state funding has played and continues to play a really important role in that crime drop, because we funded a lot of programs to support public safety and emergency services, prevention services for at-risk youth, and also funding to help and protect crime victims. So that's really important. Since it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I just wanted to mention that in Greenwich, unfortunately, the most prevalent violent crime is domestic violence. And often it's so hidden from public view that it can be hard to spot. I encourage anyone who needs help or who knows someone who needs help to call the Greenwich YWCA to contact them. Their phone line operates 24/7, and they connect you directly with local services. So that's, I think, something that's important for people in our community to know. And I know you wanted me to speak about Central Middle School.
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, on the crime front, while things are down, I'm sure there's still concern about all the number of cars that get stolen around town and around the state, in fact, right?
There is a bit of a concern about that, but I think, you know, the general statistics are that, you know, the crime has decreased, and especially violent crimes like murders and robberies. So mm-hmm. robberies on the whole. So, you know, I think, you know, you hear of several instances here and there, but that's certainly the exception and not the rule.
Okay. Now, I understand you were at the RTM meeting Monday night supporting the Central Middle School project.
Yes, I was. I was. And as you know, they finally voted to approve $42 million in new construction funds for Central Middle Schools. The vote was 179 in favor and 4 against. And the total project is about $112 million. And all of us, Hector, Steve, and I, were so happy to see the funding for Central Middle School approved. There's still a 30-day look back on the approval for the MI, but regardless, we're moving forward. And as I mentioned in multiple hearings, we've known that Central Middle School needed to be renovated well before February 2022, when it was condemned and closed because of unsafe conditions. And we now have a good opportunity to build a school that is going to address the needs of our town and our families and our town for the future. And currently, Connecticut Public Schools are ranked second in the country. And in 2023, NEESH ranked the Greenwich Public Schools the number 3 best school district in Connecticut. So really, our schools are what attract families to our town and our state. And that's why it's so important to continue investing in our school buildings and our school infrastructure. The next phase is that we're going to submit the proposal to the Department of Administrative Services, you know, which includes the scope, bonding requests, schematics, and all of that, for the project to get accepted and to see if they can make an exception, because we didn't submit the documents by their deadline of June 30th. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to do that. We can't force them to decide in our favor. And if they don't accept it, we will use another legislative route. We'll see what tools we have at our disposal. And we're also pursuing avenues of discussion with DEEP and the governor's office to see if we can get supplemental reimbursement for solar and geothermal.
Okay. Catherine Lobalbo, the RTM moderator pro tem, told us this week that reimbursement might be about, 7%? What do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm afraid I can't speak to that. Yeah. I don't know it varies. So, you know, we're going to try and, you know, we're going to work really hard to get as much as we can.
Okay. And then, while we have an extra minute here, Connecticut Business and Industry Association came out with their scorecards. Greenwich's legislative delegation did well, according to their numbers, 88% for yourself there. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, I did. Yep. That was exciting and nice to see. I think, you know, we're working hard to, you know, to take into account the needs of our businesses, our families, and you know, really, I think we're make a very strong team, Steve, Hector, and I.
All right. State Representative Rachel Khanna, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great
day.
Thank
you, Tony.
We'll talk again
you too.
In December.
Thanks very much.
All righty.
Yep.